So this session, I'm going to talk about rapid EFL. So after this session, you should be able to understand which area that we focus mainly in order to have a better support for browser and and web applications. So I'm going to organize the whole presentation in this order. So first of all, I will talk about what will be the things that really matters, and then I'm going to talk about WebKit EFL, and then finally something that we are preparing now is WebKit 2 EFL, which is not currently enabled in Tizen Luxper release. So hopefully it can be released in next release, included in next release. Okay, so if you take a look at the web browser or web runtime, web applications are basically nowadays are quite heavy. So it can be like a heavy news website, or it can be a complex web GL gaming and so on. So there are a few things are happening for web applications. The end user, eventually, the web application has to be fast enough to render something, and the end user, the interaction with the end user has to be smooth enough to give the end user a best experience, user experience. And as we talked yesterday, by utilizing some of the HTML5 and W3C DAP APIs, the web applications can interact with the, can access device resources as well. Of course, networking like XML, HTTP request, WebSocket, and so on. So all these matters for web applications to be a good web application. So these are three categories that we think are quite important for being a kind of a web application runtime environment. So functionality matters, HTML5 coverage and W3C API coverage are important. And secondly, the second category is performance. So like panning, zooming, touch response, and so on, and 2D canvas performance, 3D canvas, WebGL performance, and JavaScript engine performance, and so on. And the most importantly, we have to comply with the W3C standard. So WebKit is obviously the market-leading WebKit layout engine, which support very good W3C standards like DOM, CSS standards. In the following slides, if you take a look at the top right corner, there are going to be some numbers stated there. Those numbers are actually corresponding to this feature, these areas that I would like to talk about. Okay, so this is already covered in another session. So this is a current HTML5 status. If you go to html5.test.com, you can see the chart, and Tizen is currently here. So both Tizen Luxper release, which is WebKit, and WebKit 2 that we are currently preparing, they are all having this score for the moment. So the other companies are trying very hard to raise the HTML5 score as well, but while having the higher score is important, I think another important thing is also to increase the quality of the APIs, not only the implementation, but the performance and quality, like a security perspective and so on. So UI responsiveness means that when the user is using browser, the user is actually doing a lot of interaction with the browser, mobile browser, like panning, scrolling, zooming in and out and so on. So the score performance, the chart you see here is obviously this that indicates the frame per second, as you can see the first chart. These are actually the optimized performance in the Tizen public binary ported to Samsung target, reference target. Okay, so as you can see, Wilkito has quite good score performance because of due to its architecture. And the touch response means that when the user, like some of the websites probably have quite heavy JavaScript processing or network downloading, and when such heavy processes being processed, the user touch responsiveness is quite important in order to give the user some kind of UI feedback. So actually, like iPhone has very good touch performance, like it is 0.1 second response, and the touch response here mainly means that the initial touch response when you want to do some panning or zooming. Of course, if you want to click on certain web content, like a button or something, that depends on the actual, you know, actual web content, and it depends on the actual web application's performance. So next thing is 2D 3D graphics. As you can see here, this is Canvas performance benchmark score. Actually, what this benchmark is actually going through almost all of the 2D canvas operations in that, and calculate the score of how fast it is performing these canvas operations. So, as you can see in this chart, when we use CairoGL-ES optimization, obviously it is not included in Tizen 1.0 release, but after stabilization, we hope it can also be included in next release. But CairoGL-ES, it has quite better performance than compared to CairoPixman operations here. So WebGL is a 3D canvas. WebGL is using OpenGL-ES backend, so there is currently no good performance benchmark, so I didn't include any chart here yet. Okay, so next thing is JavaScript engine performance. This is SunSpider benchmark. Lower is better. So as you can see, WebKit and WebKit 2 keep on improving in JavaScript engine, but this score is not yet included the DFG direct flow graph JIT compare component in JavaScript engine. So as you can see nowadays, Gmail applications or Google Calendar application, they use JavaScript quite a lot. So JavaScript engine performance also really matters a lot. So in the following slides, I'm going to cover WebKit EFR implementation. So this is the overall architecture. I think if you studied WebKit a little bit, I think these components are quite familiar components, should be quite familiar components for you. As you can see, WebKit has some major components like WebCore or JavaScript Core, WebCore support, and also platform port. And WebKit EFR has a backing store in order to have a better panning and zooming performance. So basically, usual web page rendering flow is like this. So like when there is a URL resource request, it is going to be loaded by the network port, and after the resource is loaded, and the web query actually pass the HTML page and construct the DOM tree and start to lay out the whole contents and construct the render tree. And once the render tree is constructed, and it will start to paint the content on the screen. And when the and of course it will go through the backing store in order to have better scrolling performance. I'm going to talk about these details later on. Okay. So as you can see here, what I talked previously, HTML functionality coverage, performance areas are actually indicated as numbers here. So these areas are the areas that we really focused in order to improve the overall usage and performance. Okay, so this just shows one example of a file reader API implementation in EFRPOT. So like a file API is utilizing existing resource loader in WebKit, and as you know, file reading is just another kind of resource loading for WebKit. So and each port, like Qt Windows Mac port, has different file API access. So WebKit EFR port is using POSIX file APIs. Okay, so like we also implemented like WebSocket. Enabled WebSocket. Most of them are already included in open source. And WebGerPort and geolocation API implementation, WebOcker and so on. But these are quite new HTML5 APIs in WebKit community and Mobile Safari, Chrome Mobile. They all have quite different implementations and different coverage, and hopefully eventually the coverage will merge to the almost the same coverage in each port. Okay, so I won't cover more detail about this because each API implementation has different implementations, and some of them are quite straightforward. So before I talk about like UI responsiveness and graphics performance, and I first will briefly mention about rendering flow in WebKit. So as I said, WebKit is using LibSoup HTTP stack backend. So resource loading is done via the LibSoup library. Okay. So after resource is loaded, the past and the layouting is done, then it will start to paint the whole render tree. So drawing the backing store, the visible region of the current web page is done by Cairo, and also text glyph drawing and other drawing operations like draw the boxes and things like that are done by Cairo, and WebGL is directly ported to OpenJS. So graphics context 3D in this graphics port is actually accessing OpenJS directly in order to draw the 3D contents in web content. Okay, after this Cairo drawing and other HTML element drawing is done, then there is an accelerated compositor actually inside the WebKit implementation, which basically composites different layers in HTML content and make it as a kind of WebView Avas image. WebView is a kind of Avas image, Avas smart object, which is actually the pixels drawing are actually handled by Airbus engine. So after the actual compositing is done for web view, like the browser Chrome components like URL bar, toolbar, composition is done by Airbus engine, and once Airbus engine is done with this Airbus image objects composition on the window buffer, and X Windows compositor will eventually composite the browser window and the indicator component into the frame buffer, so that eventually the user will be able to see the final outcome of the rendering. Okay, so backing store is quite excuse me. Backing store is a kind of image cache for for the web content. So you can imagine backing store is a collection of Airbus image objects. So what it does is initially there is a pool of backing store image tiles, and this pool consists of a collection of each of Airbus image object here, and then when a page web page is loaded, this area is actually pre-render some of the areas that is outside of current viewport. Like some of the mobile websites usually only have interaction like scrolling. So what backing store does is it will pre-render the vertical area more than the horizontal area, so that the scrolling performance, we can have a better user interaction. So here, what it shows here is that whenever there is a rendering request for certain visible area in the web page, like when you do the panning or zooming, what it does is WebView let the backing store knows what are the areas that need to update. Then backing store will actually pass the surface, some of the Airbus image objects to for the WebCore back. For the WebCore to draw, and then WebCore will draw that area using Cairo, because WebCore knows. WebCore has the graphics context, so it will use Cairo to draw this graphics context onto the backing store Airbus image object tiles. And then once WebCore finished the drawing, it will ask Airbus engine to update. Then Airbus engine will actually update, composite the URL bar and toolbar together with the Airbus image objects, which are actually backing store tiles. And then this composited Windows buffer will eventually composite again with the X indicator, so that the whole rendering is done. So this slide shows how backing store is working. Of course, so if we open up different tabs and we cannot keep increase the number of Airbus object image, because we actually the whole backing store implementation is done with a kind of pool concept. So there is a pool of backing store image, backing store tiles, so that the next drawing of next tab, next browser tab is done with some of the free backing store tiles, and the memory is limited to certain amount, so that the memory is manageable. Okay, this slide shows how backing store works, like when we do the panning. So No update is done for viewport that are sorry for vectional tiles that are already rendered. So like in this example, you can see when the user actually scroll the contents or move the contents by 10 pixel offset, the tile objects like zero three one three, these are already rendered, so they don't have to be painted again, and then they just show the pre-rendered content. Somehow, if certain tile haven't rendered like this, like 3031, 3032, we have to paint that area again using Cairo. And then this one step of painting is done. Okay, so next thing is accelerated composition. So as you know, we have so HTML page is not a simple web page, simple layer. Actually, it consists of multiple layers. Like it can have some of the DIV elements in HTML page, which has CSS3 acceleration. CSS3 transformation, animation, and also 3D transforms, things like that. So, and also 2D canvas and WebGL and so on. These layers are actually presented as a different separate layers in WebKit implementation, WebKit EFA implementation. So, as you can see in this example. This image object is has a CSS transform property defined in its CSS file. So what it does here is that we don't have to repaint every time when this image objects transform one frame to another. What it does is basically, this this background HTML page has one layer, and this image has another layer. So they are painted separately, and when the web page do the transform, all it does is just use OpenJS command to transform the image, this image layer, and do the composite. So. It doesn't have to repaint the whole thing every time. It just do the OpenJS transform and composition. And once the composition is done, browser UI can do the normal rendering using Avast Engine composition, Avast composition. So no repainting. Okay. 2D 3D graphics. As I said, 2D canvas is using Cairo backend to draw to the 2D canvas content. In Tizen 1.0 public release, it is using Pixman backend, Cairo Pixman backend. We are still stabilizing the Cairo GLDS backend. So, and WebGL is is directly accessing and directly ported to OpenJS backend. So as you can see in this picture, the 2D this is WebGL canvas. WebGL canvas, after the update of the screen is done, it also goes through the accelerated compositing. And then the first step is accelerated compositing, and then the next step is Avast Engine composition. Okay, now comes to JavaScript engine. as you can see, when we enable the JIT, just-in-time compiler, in JavaScript engine, it will do some base optimization and compile the bytecode into machine code. So usually this compile time is quite less than the run. So I mean, compile time is short, but running time probably is long, relatively long. So as I've shown in previous sense by the benchmark, usually current most of websites at the moment is do not use the very heavy JavaScript and JavaScript operations, like we don't have a ray tracing algorithm written in JavaScript. We probably don't have OS kernel simulation, things like that for the moment. So probably like BaseJIT is almost okay to browse normal websites. But if we come to websites that using heavy JavaScript, then DFG JIT compilation might come to have some benefits. So what it does is, along the way of JavaScript engine, JavaScript bytecode execution, it will identify some of the hotspots, and then it will optimize those hotspots in order to produce better machine code. So we are still, for the moment, we only enable this base JIT, but we are still working on DFG JIT so that we can also utilize this in order to have better support for complex JavaScript programs. Okay. Next thing, I will cover WebKit 2 EFL. So far, I've talked about WebKit EFL mainly. Okay. So probably you already know what is WebKit 2. The main difference from WebKit is that we have two processes for WebKit 2 applications. We have a UI process and web process separated, and the APIs are also, API layer are also is also changed quite a lot. So previously in WebKit, the APIs, most of them are synchronous APIs, but in WebKit 2, all of them are non-blocking APIs, so asynchronous APIs. So, and yeah. So this is WebKit 2 EFL-based browser architecture. So web process has most of the WebKit components inside, like web core, platform port, web core support, JavaScript engine, and so on. But painting part is now separated to UI process. Okay, so all of the normal, as I mentioned previously, the normal web page loading process, like loading the web page and parsing the and constructing the DOM tree, layouting, are all done in web process. And the final painting part is actually done in UI process. Okay, so I won't repeat this part. What I would like to say here is that after the web process is done with the Cairo drawing, and the UI process will actually go read the updated backing store tiles, and then it will most the same with the WebKit 1 updating process. Basically, it will also go through the XML compositing and the Airbus engine composition and X-window composition. So one thing I would like to mention here is that due to this separation of web process and UI process, some kind of pipelining is achieved with this architecture. So, especially in multi-core operating system, UI process doesn't have to like when web process is processing some of the heavy JavaScript or in the middle of loading some resources. The UI process painting is not blocked by that operation, by those operations. So this means that better UI responsiveness. Okay, so this describes the usual job distribution across different processes in WebKit 2. As you can see, this sequence of operations are almost the same in WebKit or WebKit 2, WebKit and WebKit 2. So, but as I said, this UI update part is actually separated into a UI process. So, certain pipelining, we can achieve certain pipelining here. As you can see, the first five steps are all done in web process, including the Cairo painting, Cairo drawing operations. Sensitive touch interactions are actually happening in UI process. So, if this architecture can benefit some, the benefit of this architecture can be maximized when the certain website have heavy operations in web core. Okay, so WebKit 2 also is using tiled X. We call it tiled accelerated composition. As I mentioned, web pages usually have multiple layers, like it can have different DIV layers, or it can have 2D canvas WebGL layer or video layer. So these layers are separated in WebKit, and accelerated compositing is done in every time when there are separate layers. So as you can see here, 1, 2, 3 are separate layers. Usually they are HTML layers, and HTML layers and the backend backing store layer are actually managed with the certain divided into tiles. So these tiles are also managed by certain tiled pool concept. So that the browser can reuse some of the backing store tiles here. So after these drawings are done, and eventually the accelerated compositor in WebKit will actually composite this and to make a viewport image, a bus image. Okay, so this shows the rendering flow again. So as you can see here, the drawing is done by Cairo, and it will pass that painted data to UI process, and texture uploading is done here. And then after texture uploading is done to Eva's GL backend, you'll actually composite different layers, different tiles into one Eva's image object. And then Eva's image object will use these frame buffer objects to composite into the window buffer and eventually X window composition. Okay, painting thread. This is one more optimization ahead of WebKit 2 architecture. So as I mentioned, in WebKit architecture, UI process and web process are separated. But so the Cairo painting operations are actually done in web process. So what we did here is that Cairo painting operations can actually be recorded. So as you can see here, we can divide the Cairo painting into two steps. Like, we first record all of the Cairo operations, and then second step is to replay these Cairo operations in order to paint the content. So after this is done, then we can let the UI process know in order to update the viewport area with the backing store that is drawn by this Cairo painting component. So usually the Cairo recording operation cost is very much lower than the replaying and painting cost. So if we do this, Then inside the web process, we have different thread, different painting thread from the WebQuery main, WebKit main thread. That means it can also achieve, we can also achieve certain pipelining here, so that when web process do certain when web process want to do some kind of heavy layouting or relayouting, we don't have to wait for that. We can just replay the recorded Keras recording surfaces and do the painting in parallel with the layout operation. So this in this way we can achieve even faster painting in WebKit 2. So I think that's the end of my presentation. I would like to have some questions, if answer your questions if you have. Any questions?
So thank you for the presentation. Can you go back to the previous, I mean, there is the, I remember the first architecture flow, the first
okay.
flow?
Here.
Yeah. So as I see it, you there is a line from graphics port to OpenGL, yes. So besides we are using WebGL for this code pass, is there any parts of WebKit we are using, we are directly using OpenGL, yes?
No.
No?
Yeah. So if we use CairoJS for 2D campus, then Cairo backend will use OpenGL, yes. Yeah. But for now, there's only WebGL, WebGL that is using OpenGL's backend, ported to OpenGL's backend.
Okay, so when you are using CairoGL, uh-huh. so all these things will be going through the EVAS, right?
No, if it is using CairoGL's backend, Cairo will actually talk to OpenGL's directly.
So Cairo will take care of this thing, right?
Yes. So EVAS here is just providing kind of a wrapper for EVAS-GL. We are using, actually if you attend another session, EVAS is, we have EVAS-GL backend, so every EVAS image object will be eventually composited with OpenGL.
Okay.
So as you can see here, this EVAS engine composition is done with OpenGL.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So another question: can you go back to the last few slides?
Okay.
You are mentioning
this one.
And next. Yeah. So this painting thread is already implemented in WebKit 2, right? So or is this an optimization only in your WebKit 2 EFL port?
Yeah.
So yeah. This is only in EFL port, right?
So it is not yet contributed to WebKit open source yet, but I mean and also, I have to check whether it is included in Tizen public or not. But obviously, this part is not. I mean, okay. So this is WebKit 2. So WebKit 2 is not included in Tizen public.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, this is currently internal.
Okay. So I was asking, is this possible to be implemented in WebKit, not WebKit 2? So
okay. Yeah. Yeah, possible. I think it is possible.
So
I have to check whether we are going to enable this in next release or not.
Okay.
That one I cannot confirm here. Yeah.
Okay. So is it possible that when you are recording all these to the as you said Cairo recording service, so is there a kind of a timing that the painting of your service and for example the user sees the output mismatch, And then, for example, you are trying to click some button, and but the button is not at the right position. Is there some such kind of mismatched things a case possible?
No.
Because as I see, there are two threads, right?
Yeah.
So one is giving it data, and then another is just taking care of the painting, right? But on the other hand, so a user can touch the canvas, for example, touch the canvas and doing something to it, right?
That will be done in next next drawing phase. So the whole, so this, you can imagine this chiral recording and chiral replaying is done in every UI update. That means if you do certain click like that, it won't be included in current update. It will be included in next update. So you won't have this kind of mismatch.
Okay, so at this moment, the user input should be processed already, right?
Yeah, user input will be processed, but it will not be updated. It will be updated next time, next update.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think I missed out one point here, which is that currently it is using shared memory. But if vendors want to utilize WebKit 2, then this shared memory, because of this shared memory, we have to do one more texture uploading here in order to have GPU to access the updated contents. But there has to be some optimization done so that we can remove this texture uploading phase here, so that if there is some memory area that can be shared between CPU and GPU, this part has to be optimized in order to have a best performance with WebKit architecture. But this is porting specific, so current implementation is using shared memory implementation.
I just have one quick question. Can you post your presentation on the website or?
Yeah, I think it is going to be posted.
Going to be posted? Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks. Application or modification.
Okay.
So, do you have any hardware limitation with the? I'm not sure what is the preference and what is the platform you are testing right now. Is there any difference for your hardware GPU platform or CPU platform? Like maybe JavaScript engine optimization or the graphic engine optimization, maybe it's different with the what kind of hardware you're using. So.
No, not for WebKit. I mean, of course, if we have more CPU power, more memory, that would be better. But so far, I mean, if we want to productize this Tizen platform, of course, there might be some minimum requirement for hardware specification. But we didn't think about what will be the minimum. I can say that like backing store tiles, the image we are currently using 40 megabytes for image pool, but yeah, overall we don't have specific hardware requirements. But of course, we need to have CPU, GPU. They has to have certain power like CPU, GPU cycles, but we don't specify what is GPU clocks, things like that. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, time job. So you can ask additional questions outside. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah.